The United Nations predicts the global economy will grow by only 1.4% this year. Only 3 months ago, its forecast called for a 2.4% increase. It blames last month's terrorist attacks for slowing the already shrinking economy. The most seriously affected developing countries are expected to be in South and East Asia. Among developed countries, Canada is expected to feel the greatest impact of the significantly weaker U.S. economy. Polaroid, the company that invented instant photography, appears to be on the verge of bankruptcy or breakup. Trading of Polaroid stock was stopped yesterday, usually a sign that an announcement is pending. Steve Tripoli of member station WBUR reports.
The news has been all bad all year for Polaroid. Layoffs, defaults on its bond payments, cuts in benefits, and rumors the company will sell its distinctive headquarters building to help pay $940 million in debt. The company won't confirm a published report that it will file for bankruptcy. Polaroid spokesman Skip Colcord.
Polaroid is continuing to pursue a variety of strategic alternatives, which could include a sale of assets, a merger or sale of all or parts of the company, and or a strategic partnership with other companies.
Standard & Poor's analyst Hal Diamond says Polaroid's prospects look grim.
It's likely that a bankruptcy is inevitable given the fact that the debt load is extremely high, resulting in interest payments that are just too onerous for the company to service given the poor profitability of the business.
Diamond says Polaroid's prospects are dim because sales of its industry-leading instant photography products are shrinking while it lags competitors on next-generation digital photography. Before digital photography arrived, Polaroid was already suffering from the growth of one-hour film developing. All year long, Polaroid has been touting the potential of its coming digital imaging products, including a cell phone-sized printer that will make business card-sized black and white printouts. But that hasn't impressed those who watch the company. Analyst Ulysses Yannis says Polaroid managers have dropped the ball. For starters, they failed to upgrade, or in his word, renew, existing products like the 25-year-old one-step camera.
Consumer products have to be renewed, article number one. Article number two, consumer products have to be advertised.
Yannis says Polaroid hasn't done enough of that either. Polaroid reported an unexpectedly steep decline in sales before September 11th, and the whole photography and imaging industry has been revising sales and earnings estimates sharply downward since then. The general business slowdown means less celebrating and less picture-taking vacations, say industry officials. Still, Ulysses Yannis sees one potential ray of light for Polaroid.
There is a large, in the hundreds of millions of dollars, market for Polaroid film. Polaroid, over the last 25 years, has sold over 150 million cameras. So there are enough cameras out there that will be using the film in varying amounts.
That may be enough business to keep a drastically smaller Polaroid afloat for a while. But most analysts believe even that business will be part of someone else's business after a Polaroid breakup or liquidation. Polaroid stock, which once sold for $60 a share, closed at 28 cents a share the last time it was traded on Tuesday. For NPR News, I'm Steve Tripoli in Boston.